Follow the River by James Alexander Thom. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 1981 by James Alexander Thom. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with James Alexander Thom and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Sunday, July 8th, 1755. She shivered, despite the heat of the hearth, and glanced again toward the sunny rectangle of the cabin door. No one was there, not a shadow. But she felt that same uneasiness that had returned to her several times this morning, a sense that if she had looked a second sooner, there would have been a figure in the doorway. It was not the nature of Mary Draper Ingalls to be afraid in the daytime. Sometimes, in the deep wilderness nights, when the wolves wailed and the owls conspired high on the Blue Ridge east of the valley, when the dying fire made shapes move on the ceiling and the restless sleeping children rustled their corn-shock mattresses, Mary Ingalls would feel frightened. But seldom was she fearful in bright daylight like this, when the valley was familiar and peaceful, and the locusts unreeled their eternal dry shrills under the summer sun. Mary turned back to the cook fire. Its heat baked her sweaty face. The little black iron stewpot with the rabbit in it was almost bubbling over now. She pulled it across the iron arm a little, moving it away from the hottest coals, so that the stew might simmer the afternoon away and be at its tenderest when William came back up from the fields. The old clock at the far end of the room ticked slowly. She brushed a strand of sweat-damp auburn hair back away from her cheek. She braced her palms on her knees to help lift her weight from the low puncheon stool and stood up, wheezing with the effort. Her swollen belly, firm and turgid with life, tugged down at all the strong young muscles of her torso. She smoothed the faded homespun cloth of her dress down over the mound and cupped her palms underneath. A caress and an appraisal. It would be happening any day now. She could feel that. She paused there, looking through the sunny doorway, out at the lush meadows, over the dark green treetops, toward the ranks of somber Allegheny Mountains, marching away to the west, where no one except Indians lived. This little group of cabins at Draper's Meadows was deeper into the mountains than any other white community in Virginia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?